Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for a real talk. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, man. It's been a great weekend.
I see Penske won NASCAR.
Yeah, that would be Joey Logano.
Yes.
And, yep, he won his second championship, which I hate him. But.
Okay, I'm a Penske fan. I'm only a Penske fan because, you know, Penske is out of the D. So, seeing Penske win, and Penske has done a lot of stuff for Detroit, so, you know.
Yes, yes, I agree. He is world known, and, yeah, I mean, awesome. Used to have them service my truck when I drove over the road. So, yeah, Penske, yeah. Hands down, the best in the big truck and car industry as far as service on vehicles.
Lie your ass down. So, I caught the tail end of that. I actually didn't catch the race at all. I just saw that he had won.
Yep.
Naturally, I have no voice right now. And I have a fucking 18-pound dog that wants me to commit dog murder, which is against the law. So I'm trying not to, because I don't need anybody to say we heard her kill him. We heard her kill him. We know she killed him because we heard her kill him. Then I go to fucking jail because it's a goddamn dog. If I killed a fucking a human on air, they'd be like, well, the motherfucker did something to piss her off.
That ain't going to happen.
I mean, you know. They don't give a shit what the dog did. They'd be like, you should have had more control when it come down to the dog. I don't know why. So I'm not going to commit dog murder on the air, just so y'all know. I want to, because if he hops up underneath me again, I'm going to kill his ass. Which is going to have me catch a case. I'm doing good because I don't went to a damn Lions game. Lions won. I'm
awesome.
Sure y'all know because I don't talk about when they lose.
Yep.
I've had a busy weekend. And when I say a busy weekend, I was at a wedding yesterday. One of my good friends' daughter got married, the last of his two daughters. And
nice.
Why am I sitting in the car and his sister-in-law, who I also know her husband, brother-in-law, I know also. So his sister-in-law, who is married to his brother-in-law, which is his wife's sister, I'm sitting in my car and I look, and I have no problem. If a woman got a nice body, I'm going to compliment her. I'm not one of those women who say, oh, that bitch this. No, if you got a nice body, I'm going to compliment you. And then I'm going to let you not compliment you. So I'm sitting in my car because we're waiting on the reception to start. And she got a nice ass. And she's a white woman. She got an ass. She got an ass like a sister, okay? Now, for you white people who don't understand what having an ass like a sister means, baby got back. And it ain't fake. So I saw her, And because I do know her and her husband, so it wasn't like I was speaking to someone I did not know. I said, I just want to let you know, you got a nice ass. And I said, I was admiring it when we were in the car. And I asked, is this software? She's like, oh, no. She said, this is hard because I run every day. She's like, so this is solid. So she got one of them ass that been built from, you know, doing them damn squats and shit. So she got one of them asses that serious gluteus maximus. For those y'all don't know, if you run, they don't call it ass. They call it gluteus maximus. But her shit was nice.
Yeah.
She had a nice dress. And she was the sister-in-law. She was the aunt of the bride. And the bride, I know her father. Very nice wedding. But let me tell you something. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of CP time. Basically, I don't even call it CP time. I call it just motherfuckers don't know how to start shit on time. Because it used to be CP time back in the day, and we used to joke about it. But then you white people got a hold of it. So we couldn't call it CP time no more because you motherfuckers started taking hold of it. Yeah, I said that. So this wedding was supposed to start at 2 o'clock. Now, normally when anything, I don't care what it is, birthday party, baby shower, you know, whatever it is, it don't start on time. I'm sorry. White people, y'all should don't start on time either. So it used to be a bad thing where we just didn't start on time because we was waiting on somebody. Y'all should don't start on time either. Okay, where the wedding was being held out, let me show you. These motherfuckers had us in and out. I ain't never been to a wedding this quick. This wedding was done and over with within 20 minutes. I kid you not. The wedding started at 2 o'clock. We got up in there. We were like the last ones to get in. The people from the wedding chapel, they had their little say, whatever it is, whatever the fuck they were saying. I forget what the bitch said. She said something. And when I say the day what I'm saying, I looked at my watch at 20 minutes after 2, the damn wedding was over. So it wasn't about, oh, because my girlfriend called me, and she's like, well, it ain't going to start on time anyway, because, you know, I was like, I don't know about this, and I'm glad I said I ain't know about that, because she was like, well, will you wait on me? I was like, I ain't going to promise that shit. My girlfriend missed the wedding. She had to stand outside, because they closed the fucking doors to the chapel, and they wouldn't let nobody in. That wedding started at 2 o'clock. At 2:20, that bitch was over. We went to beat up. And 8, we drove back past. It was another goddamn wedding that was over. They was getting them motherfuckers in and out. They said that the reason why they couldn't have their wedding at 4 o'clock like they wanted was because they had already booked 4 o'clock. I said, shit, they had one at 3 o'clock also, don't play.
Because
we drove back by there like at 3:25, and it was another wedding. I was like, that's not the wedding. We was like, hell no. This wedding chapel, I'm in the wrong damn business. I need to go buy me a building and make it just strictly a wedding chapel and host weddings. Because when I tell you that these motherfuckers, what I'm saying, you only got 20 minutes.
Wow.
I kid you not. When I looked at my watch, it was 2:20. The wedding started at 2 o'clock. At 2:20, that bitch was over, and we were back out in the parking lot. Okay?
Damn.
They said if you were not invited to take pictures with the bride and the groom, you could leave.
Wow. And see, that's funny.
Now,
my daughter is going to have her wedding October next year. The venue, we only have 4 hours. And that's reception, wedding, gone. Get the fuck out.
Okay, y'all doing good because I don't even think they got an hour. I kid you not. That wedding was at 2 o'clock. At 2:20, we was out. There was another wedding at 3. They weren't playing. Wasn't no decorating shit, okay?
Damn.
You know how you go and they decorate the church and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no decoration. Uh-uh. No, bitch. No. Come. Do your ceremony and get the fuck out the door. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the fuck up out of here. You know that saying at the club? I was like, damn. I really felt like I was being put out at 2 a.m. at the club, but it wasn't 2 o'clock. I kid you not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So my girlfriend, again, she did not make it to the ceremony. When she got there, they would not let her in. When I said the doors was closed, they were, oh, and they made us cut our cell phones off.
Damn.
Again. When I tell you that, I'm just going to be home. So I think if this would have been at a church, it would have been different. I say this wholeheartedly, and people tell me I'm wrong, but I truly believe if this would have been at a actual church, because churches don't live one back to back. You know,
no.
Pastor got to, you know, I don't care what religion you are, and I've been to Catholic weddings, Protestant weddings, Baptist weddings. Let me tell you something about weddings that are held in churches. I don't care what type of church it is. The damn officiant, who is normally a minister at that church, they drag that shit on. I mean, Catholic weddings, in the name of the Father and the Son, and you got to light the candles. You know, I've been to Catholic weddings, you lighting candles, you kneeling, you praying, you all kind of shit, okay?
Oh,
Baptist
yeah,
weddings, you going back and forth. And wait a minute, first of all, I have never been to a wedding where the officiant said, so do you have something to give to her? Wait, that never, I kid you not, I've been to a lot of weddings in my lifetime. I've never had an officiant of a wedding. So what are you giving the bride and what are you giving the groom? To show that, you know, you plan to be with them. And I was like, well, what if they would have pulled out a fucking nail? In my mind, I was like, well, he should have did say, I got this nice ass necklace. I'm telling you, I was prepared for that shit. I was like, because he's like, and what is it? What are you giving her? You know, and then he says, well, ring, you know, that the stuff they say about the ring, that shit was funny. I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. Note to self, when I get married again, it'll be after I retire, because we know I've had this conversation, I'm not getting married until I retire. But that will not be my officiant, okay? I'm too old to be having the conversation about, what are you giving her? And we have to look at each other, well, what the fuck are we giving each other? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, big
and
time.
And let me tell you, that's, wait a minute, and then the flower girl, oh, they weren't saying the flower girl decided she wanted to act the ass. They scooped that little girl up and got her up out of the wedding. She did not want to go down. You know how normally they, now you know how children never cooperate. And you and I know children never cooperate. This little girl was like, I ain't saying this thing with y'all. You know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. She started screaming. They scooped her little butt up, yanked her up out of there. She was in the lobby screaming. They was like, nah, bitch, this ain't happening. The wedding went on. I'm like, the 3-year-old didn't even run this. I'm like, damn. I was like, note to self, don't have a fucking wedding here because they ain't playing. They wasn't playing. When I say, I'm in the wrong business. Greg, you and I, we gotta find us a building. I think we can probably want to open it because I'm sure if they could do it here in Michigan, we got to find a building, make it into a chapel, already have it set up. You know, we got to have everything set up as an actual chapel. And we got to call it a little fucking chapel something and do some weddings.
Oh, hell yeah.
And get these fucking, listen, I didn't ask my friend how much they charged at his daughter's wedding, but I'm sure that it was probably about $300 or $400. I think that if we're doing 8 weddings in a day, we're getting them motherfuckers in and out. Okay, bitch, you good. Bye. Bitch, good. 20 minutes at a time?
Oh.
But we only booking them for an hour? Okay, you guys are 2 to 3 p.m., but you guys still get out here. You don't get it past this. Because you guys hit the other one started at 3. So really, you only got it from 2 to 2:30.
Yeah.
So I figured you and I could, we could pop. Women, you can have one down there. We can have it up here. And we can have us a chain. And we can call it B&G Wedding Chapel.
Hell yeah.
And we just set it up, had the music already piped in, had the shit up so I could take the pictures. I'm telling you. I think you and I can do this. I'm just saying. I think we can do this.
Hey, I'm on board. I mean,
I'm in the wrong fucking business. I didn't let this girl shit down. Wait a minute. And you know how the flower girl normally drop? Oh, they didn't let them drop shit on the floor. They just had to walk down.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they had a rehearsal dinner, because, see, now, I'm sure when you got married back in the day, just like when I got married back in the 80s, we had a rehearsal at the church.
Yes.
You know, to prepare. I don't know if they had a rehearsal. I doubt very much, considering they was doing a boom, boom. I'm telling you, that was almost like being in Vegas, but in Detroit.
Well,
I'm telling
right.
you, they could have probably did it cheaper in Vegas.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We could have all been sitting there.
And have Elvis do the ceremony.
Officiate.
I mean,
I'm sorry. Okay, friend, right. If you're listening, I truly apologize, but I did think that shit was kind of funny, and you got to admit, that shit was funny, because them motherfuckers were playing.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure somebody would say, oh, well, I will not say my friend's name, because that is one of my friends. This is not a coworker. This is truly a friend. But that shit is funny, because I'm telling you. They was like, you ain't got to go home. I just got to get the fuck up out of here. Deuces, boom. Wedding's over. Bye.
I mean, to me, that's wow. My daughter, sober, which, yes, you will be invited. But it's...
You got to... Wait a minute. Make sure I get notice for an invite, because you know that they don't like to send... You know they like to fucking delay the goddamn flights, and make sure that your daughter, I don't know, I'm the bitch who might say some crazy shit at her wedding, so let her know I'm the black cousin three. Wait a minute, let her know I'm the black cousin three times removed that ain't afraid of the police.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, my daughter already knows, don't call on Sunday night when I'm doing a radio show, because...
No, but I'm just
I'm
saying, I'll be at her wedding, yeah. I mean, I'll be at the wedding, and they'll be like, who is that crazy woman? She's like, oh, don't worry, that's just me. Oh, I might be saying, oh, y'all horny? Shit. Here's my website. Hi, bride. You are so beautiful. In case you and your husband have some problems. Not problems, but you need to have a threesome.
I've already been promoting that with her, and it's like, Dad, shut the fuck up.
So, you know what? If I get the invite and you give me enough notice, I will try my best to be there, just because that should be funny as hell, just me to show up.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean,
and if they go for 20 minutes like this one went yesterday, I'm gonna be on the radio show next day. And I went to Greg's daughter's wedding, and let me tell you what the hell happened. Be like, beautiful bride, but they said, you ain't got to stay here, but you got to get the fuck up out of here.
I mean, no offense, like, but it's like, yeah, I'm going to buy both of them on their wedding a gift from me each from you.
I'm sorry, they're doing the highlights from the Lions game. You know, it's fucked up when the Lions beat the Packers. And I'm sorry, I'm gonna change the subject.
Oh yeah, we beat the Packers today.
Yes, we beat the Packers. That's why I got no fucking
awesome.
Voice. And we beat the Packers at home. We played the Packers twice. They're in our division. So the fact that this was, normally we beat them at the end of the season. For whatever reason, we always beat them at the end of the season when it don't matter. We beat these motherfuckers today. I had Packers fans were like, who is this bitch? I was like, bitch, you in my house. Shut the fuck up. Wait a minute. And we got interceptions on Rodgers and shit. Like, they're showing the highlights. Like, I have no voice in... You know, I hate Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
I actually,
And today what I wore, I had a jersey that was specially made. Remember when our new coach came in? And he said, we will fight there. He was like, you will knock us down. We will get back up and we'll take off a kneecap. And then you'll knock us down again and we'll take off another kneecap. So I have a sweatshirt and a T-shirt that I had made with Aaron Rodgers with us taking off the kneecap. So I was just in the mood to fuck with people today. I was like, because normally I have, you know, I love my players and I love my Lions. I tell everybody that's my bad boyfriend and never, that's the boyfriend that I pay. You know, I don't date many people. I've been dating the Lions for like 25 years. I have always counted on my boyfriend to disappoint me. My boyfriend can promise me the world. He can say, baby, I'm going to change. And my dumb ass listens. Okay, baby, let me give you another $2,500. I know. Let me put out the money for them tickets. You know, my man, I even traveled to watch my man lose. So I tell everybody, this is my bad boyfriend, but this is the boyfriend that I'm okay with. You know, because I have learned to not count on my boyfriend to make me happy. Unlike men that I date. I've been dating this team for years. You know, I'm not, you know, we're never getting married. Let's just put it out there. You know, I know that our commitment is one-sided. I hope that in my lifetime I actually see a full payoff. But I can tell you that my man, it is a one-sided relationship. It is a I give. And he takes.
Oh, hey, I do have some news on the dating scene. I have
Will
been working
at my football dating.
Oh, yeah. But I've been working on this woman for 10-plus years, and the fruits of my labor are actually paying off.
Again,
she is from Vietnam, married 26 years, divorced for 10 officially, but she is one beautiful, amazing woman.
Well, you know what? I wish you the best in the, like I said, I've been dating my man for 25 years. We're never getting married. See, he's like the commitment type.
Yeah.
You know, he has a number of people that he dates at the same time. Some of us, I know some of the people that he's dating. You know, me and the people that he's dating, we hang out together. We drink together. We eat together. And we have conversations about our man together. We take bets on if our man is going to let us down or not. What you think he's going to do today? Oh, no, that motherfucker. Actually, I went in today thinking we were going to lose. I'm going to be honest. I was like, yeah, we're going to lose these motherfucking Packers, okay? Surprisingly,
yeah,
the Packers wasn't shit today.
Yeah, you blew my mind when you said that the Lions actually beat the fucking Packers. Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow at work. I can rub it in to a woman up there because she is a Packers fan.
Oh, yeah, we beat them bitches. Wait a minute. We were ahead. We never, okay, I'm sorry, I'm yelling. We never gave up the fucking lead. We went into halftime 8-0.
Wow.
Because we actually went for the two-point conversion. We never gave up the lead. We did let them score, I think, once, second half.
Yeah.
I got to look at the score. I don't even know. All I know is we beat them, okay? I ain't going to lie. I was there. That's fucked up. I was at the game. I, you know, all I could say is that as a Lions fan, I can't believe we beat them. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
That shit shocked me. And
I mean,
it's like I don't love my Lions. We all know I love my Lions, but that shit did shock me. I was like, damn, we beat this shit.
Wait a minute. I sent a message too, because I have a lot of friends, and I know people will say, Miss V, we know. No, but like some of my one of my friends is a Minnesota fan, so I'm in a group. What did I say? I sent him a video.
Yeah.
I said, okay, the Minnesota fan said, hope you all smoke the Packers. I sent them a picture of my shirt. I said, check out my hoodie. And they started laughing. And then at 4:09, I was like, we took that shit. The score was 15-9.
Yes.
So, and then I told them I sent another message. I'll tell you off the air later. But, yeah. So, yeah. The fact that we took that shit, but I'm going to bring in Randy because he got his hand up. But, yeah, I was talking shit during the game. You know, it's been a while since I've been able to talk shit about football. But, you know, normally I'd be like, I ain't discussing this shit. But we beat the Packers. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm good. We beat the Packers today, so I'm happy as hell. We beat the Packers in our motherfucking house. So, okay, I know everybody's like, shut the fuck up, V. No, I'm not shutting up. You motherfucking Packers fans, eat my fucking pussy. Because let me tell you something. We beat you bitches fucking 15-9. We fucking showed Aaron Rodgers that you cannot come to fucking Detroit in the middle of the goddamn season and think you're going to win. Yeah, we got a shitty record. Yeah, we really fucked up. We really ain't the best. But bitch, we beat you. You the fucking best fucking team in the NFC fucking East. Bitch, we beat you. We took that ass out. Yeah, I did it. I need my fucking cheese grater right now.
I'm good, Greg. I'm good.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. How's the weather over there? It's a strange weather over where we are. It was in the 70s today.
Yeah, it was in the 70s here, too.
Yep.
Strange weather we're having. But I'm not complaining.
I got to go cut my leaves in a couple of days. I know y'all gonna say, bitch, shut up. We beat the fucking Packers. We beat the motherfucking Packers.
And trust me, that is a huge win for the Lions. Big time. I mean, that was nice.
I sent a message. I was like, my man didn't disappoint me this week. Because the person who's, I went to his daughter's wedding yesterday, I said, my man didn't disappoint me this week. He's like, well, miracles do happen. He's like, they still think. But we beat the Packers. We beat that ass. We made Packers fans go the fuck home.
Oh, yeah.
But we did, when they scored, we gave high fives. We are not a horrible, we are not Michigan State University. Even though I do love State, that shit they did last week was foul. Well, I would tell you, we are not Michigan State. We will take our ass beating and not beat your ass in the tunnel. Packers fans, on the other hand, don't know how to take an ass beating. Yes, we're a shitty team. I will not say we're not. But, bitch, take that puppy. When you get your ass beat by the worst team in the goddamn league, accept it. Because you know our fucking damn numbers just went up for this. Anytime you beat one of the fucking top teams in the goddamn league, your numbers go up immediately. It's like, oh, damn, you motherfuckers ain't that bad. Y'all just had some bad weeks. The Packers don't know how to deal with their shit because they got beat by one of the worst fucking teams in the goddamn NFL. I have no problem saying that the Lions ain't shit. but we beat your ass. Aaron Rodgers, lick my ass crack. I won't say eat my pussy because I'm going to enjoy that. So I'll say lick my ass crack.
I think he's actually going to retire next year.
He should.
Yeah, he thought.
He didn't have a good game today. Anytime you throw out a couple of interceptions, you got a problem.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, both Aaron Rodgers and Brady, I think, will retire next year.
Okay, Brady should have went on to stay in retirement when he retired this year. He was so busy trying to prove to Giselle that he wore the motherfucking pants in that family. He lost his whole goddamn family. You know, understand, you know Giselle wearing a fucking pants, but you wanted to prove so bad that you actually had a pair of balls. That you told yourself, fuck you, bitch, I'm going back in tan. Okay, sometimes take your nuts and fucking go. You should have left when you were good, because now you're going out shitty. Because Tampa Bay is not going to win shit this year. Let's just keep it real.
Yep. I agree.
You know, you got mad because Giselle said that she didn't want you to fucking say no more. I'm the man in this house. I do what I want to. Okay, bitch, you the GOAT. Nobody will ever deny that you are the GOAT. You should have went out when you was on top. Instead of trying to prove to her, you had to get your fucking damn balls tied up and prove, bitch, you're not going to tell me what I can't do?
Yep.
I'm sure you threw paying child support on your damn son that you had before you got married to her. You know what I'm saying? And either way, you make enough money to pay child support, shit.
Yeah.
But nah, you got to prove you a man. I wear the pants in this fucking house, bitch. I ain't quitting. You didn't let me quit gracefully. Bitch, please. You was quitting gracefully. I mean, you mad because you actually wanted to stay in New England and she wanted to go to fucking Tampa. You gave Tampa a fucking Super Bowl. She said, okay, you done gave them a Super Bowl. Come on, baby, let's just live the life in the sun with the racist people, you know. Let's live our life in the sun with the fucking racist backwards people in Florida, you know. We done gave them what they want. Nah. You want to get another fucking Super Bowl.
Don't he got a shitty record right now?
Yes, he does. And he's getting a goddamn divorce. How you going and talking about... Actually, no, he is divorced because they had to... Okay, let's keep it real. They done had the quickest divorce in fucking history. Because as a person who has been divorced, they did that shit when... I'm telling you, Giselle had the fucking divorce papers wrote up already. I don't give a shit what nobody say. She had the damn divorce papers wrote up. Because they keep saying, it was amicable. Yeah, you know why it was amicable? Because she had the shit already wrote up and she said, bitch, sign here. If you don't want me to get a whole lot of shit, sign here. And he said, okay.
Well, that's saying she makes more money than he does. They already had a prenup. So,
it was going to be easy anyway.
Done.
Again, I think that shit is funny. You know us normal folks don't get a divorce that quick.
No.
Us regular folks don't get divorced that quick.
Hell no.
And that's what us trying to divide up our fucking... half a cent that we got. I want the whole cent. I want the full half. I don't want my half of the half cent. I want the whole damn half cent. And we got to fight over that. I think you got a full penny instead of just a half a penny. Please tell me Miami beat Chicago today. But it don't look like they did. Damn, Chicago was doing some running. And that was at Soldier Field today. Please don't tell me. If they beat Miami, that shit ain't going to be cute. Because then we got to deal with their fucking asses feeling fucking high. Oh, damn. It looked like maybe they did. Let's see.
Oh.
I'm looking at the highlights. That was Miami. Was that what the final was? Okay, so Miami did beat them. Thank you. We still got a shitty record. I ain't want to sit here and try to fake the funk, okay? But we beat fucking Aaron Rodgers. I hate that bitch. And I have a hoodie and a t-shirt. So if I would have gotten too hot and took off my hoodie, I still was going to have that shit up in their face. I think that's what pissed everybody off because I had a hoodie that said, bite off the kneecap, that was a caricature of Aaron Rodgers. Ain't nothing like telling somebody you're going to bite their kneecaps off. That shit was fun. All I can say is I had fun today. I have no voice right now.
Hmm.
I was going to say something. Oh, we did talk about, okay, Randy, did you hear about the white wedding? Greg, actually, is that a white wedding or is that just a, them motherfuckers what I'm saying a wedding? I need the white man's input on this one. Greg?
White man being me?
The wedding that we talked about earlier, is that a white people thing or is that a fucking, the venue one saying motherfucking game and they just have to get money thing? Because I don't think white weddings start on time either.
No.
And
they
white
don't.
Weddings definitely don't go for 20 minutes.
No.
Okay.
I think my first wedding, it might have been 20 minutes. Second wedding,
I think when I got married to my children's father, it had to, I was at the church about 2 hours before the wedding started because I had to get my hair. I did everything at the church. Again, I got married actually in the church.
Yeah.
My reception was at a different location. But
right.
I can tell
Same
you
here.
That I want to say that it was more than, okay, I know my wedding men start on time. And my wedding is at 4 p.m. So put it like this. We might have got out there about 5:30. It didn't start on time. This, Randy, I don't know if you heard, but I went to a wedding yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I actually could have probably went there with some hair rollers and flip-flops on and been okay because that would have been inappropriate. I'm joking. I would not have disrespected the bride or anybody like that. But put it like this. The wedding started at 2 o'clock, not 2:01, not 2:02. The fucking wedding started at 2 o'clock. I was back in my car at 2:20. You ain't
wedding?
Got it on time, but you got to get the fuck up out of here. When me and my girlfriend and my daughter went to B-Dub and we had something to eat because the reception didn't start at 6 o'clock, when we drove back by at 4 o'clock, there was another wedding emptying out. And I was like, damn, that's not, and we was like, nah, that was a different wedding. They had a wedding before the wedding that we went to, a wedding after them. Listen, I told Greg, me and him, we going to open up a wedding chapter. It's going to be Greg and B, LLC, and they're going to be all over the country because we can make some money. So I'm sure they charge like, I'm telling you, $300 for an hour, you don't get the decorator or nothing. Come in.
That's it.
Do your ceremony. Get the fuck out. We'll let you play your own music, but that's it. We gonna give you an hour, but that's all we giving you.
No wedding can last an hour. At least not the ones I've seen.
Oh no! The wedding started at 2 o'clock. I'm telling you, at 2:20, I was in my car. I looked at my watch. I was like, damn. Oh, and they made us cut our cell phones off. They said, don't take no pictures. We got this.
Must be a quick wedding or a boring wedding.
Oh, and the officiant did not, it was not a boring wedding, but it was quick as hell. I'm telling you, they could have went to Vegas and probably saved some money. I probably would have paid to go to Vegas. I mean, I think they could have gotten a better ceremony in Vegas. I'm going to be honest. I'm sure that everybody couldn't afford it to went to Vegas. But, like, my best friend, who was supposed to be at the wedding also, a whole lot of people was sitting out, was in the lobby, because when I say they closed them damn doors, they closed them doors and then let nobody in once it started. Me and my daughter barely got up in there. They was like, Kirby, find a place to seat. They weren't playing about that shit. I tell everybody. That, like, you know how we talk about CP time? I don't know what time this was. This wasn't CP time. This one, this was a brand new time. This was called Beyond On Time. We got to find a name for this shit. Because I know we got white people's time, which white people's time is only 5 minutes late. I'm going to be honest. White people's time is between 10 and 15 minutes late. That's called white people's time. CP time is an hour and a half late. That's CP time. This shit is called fucking on time. See, it might have started 3 minutes late, okay? Again, we was through with that shit by, I'm telling you, at 2:20, I was hopping in my motherfucking car. So, I need somebody, if somebody is listening to this show, please tell me what's that's called. Because I know what CP time is. I know what white people time is. I don't know what this was, because this is not white people time. This is, what is this called, money making time? Is this called bitch, I want my money time? I'm serious. We got to come up with a name for this, because this is something that, you know, is this, wait a minute. I think I got it, you guys. This
what?
Is temp time. This
what
is
time?
Temp time. Temp time. Bitch, you better have my money time. Temp time. Because, you know, temps want their money. Bitch, bitch, you better have my money. But see, we can't say, bitch, you better have my money, so we're going to call it temp time. What y'all think about that? Do that sound good? That's temp time.
That's it, right there. It's like, nope, come on. You got 1 hour, get married, get the fuck out.
No, you didn't get it. No, okay, Greg, you really didn't get an hour. We gave you an hour, but you really only got 20 minutes because you got to get, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the fuck up out of here.
But you know what I mean. I mean, hell,
like I said,
we only work on
eight hours a day. Can't we call that pimp
That's
time, though?
Ready.
But can we call that pimp time?
Hell yes.
Cause
not half,
pimps
not whole,
want their
not...
money. No, because pimps say, bitch, you better have my money. So I think we're going to call this pimp time. Because pimps don't fuck around with their money.
Oh, yeah.
Pimps will beat your ass about their money. So there's CP time. There's white people time, which is between 5 and 15 minutes late. Pimp time is, bitch, have my money. Where my money at, bitch? That's pimp time.
Yep. Well, that's what I mean. You got 1 hour, get married. You got 20 for this, 20 for that. Now, pick all your shit up, clean it up in 1 hour. Guess what? We got other people coming in doing the same thing.
I think they got 45 minutes, to be honest. Because I talked to the father. The father of the bride is a good friend of mine. And he told me that they wanted the 4 o'clock time because I said, you know, the wedding ended, and we had to go fucking get something to eat because I wasn't going. The wedding was an hour from my house. So if I would have gone home, this wasn't coming back out because the reception location is 30 minutes from my house. So ain't no fucking way. I was going to leave the wedding, come home, and then go back to the fucking reception. Bitch would have came home and put on her goddamn pajamas. So I actually went to 8, and we got to the wedding. And because the reception hall, oh, shit, there were some black folks at the reception hall also, because while they were doing the toast to the bride and the groom, they were supposed to keep the chapel in the other fucking hall. We can hear the music. I was like, okay. Do y'all want to bounce in my seat? I was like, oops, I can't be bouncing in my seat. That ain't appropriate. So now we got three times. Now we got CP time, white people time, and pimp time. Mm-hmm. If anybody listens to the show, give me a different time other than pimp time if y'all think it's better. Because, see, and the definition of pimp time is, bitch, you better have my money. You only got an hour. You know, because think about the pimpy watching. Okay, so anybody want to know how I came up with pimp time? I relate pimp time to, you know, those old movies where they had the prostitutes out on the corner and the pimp would pull up and he'd be like, bitch, for my money? Because she just went down on some dude in the car. Bitch, for my money. Oh, yeah. You was with him for 10 minutes.
Yep.
So I call that pimp time because wherever, you know, you don't get an hour with a prostitute back in the day. And, again, I'm talking about the movie. So for anybody to say, I'm talking about, remember Starsky and Hutch was the sugar bear who was a pimp? You know,
all these movies,
they had the pimps, and the pimps always, okay, but you was just with him 2 minutes ago. Where my money at, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going to call that pimp time because you never saw a prostitute talking about you got 3 or 4 hours. So I'm going to call that pimp time. Get what you got, you know, get in and go. That's not even a hit it and quit it. Because hit it and quit it, this you put your damn hands up. This is get it and go. This is 7-Eleven.
Perfect example for a movie about pimp, The Mac. Remember? Yeah, I know you heard The Mac, right?
I heard The Mac. I haven't seen it, but I'm going to tell you. Like I said, we got to come up with a time for this. I call this pimp time.
I mean, that's about the best movie ever. That movie was about the best movie ever. We talking about pimps and hoes. I mean, I see a lot of movies with pimps and hoes back in the day, but I think The Mac is the best movie ever, in my opinion.
But what about what's his boy? What's old boy's name? Damn.
Goldie.
And if he talking about him, it's a movie. What was it? Wasn't he fucking a hoe in one of the movies? Not The Mac. Damn. I cannot think of it, and it's funny because they always talk about it in, like, different movies. What is Oprah's name?
Wait a minute. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
No, not I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. It's another one. I'll remember because it's kind of funny. Dolomite.
Car wash?
Dolomite.
Wasn't Dolomite fucking the prostitute in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So Dolomite with his, you know, again. Ain't no hit it again. This is not hidden and quit. This is bitch for my money. Bitch better have my money now. Me and Greg gonna come pimp. But we're not gonna pimp. Okay, me and Greg, we're gonna be legal pimps. We're gonna start a wedding chapel. We're gonna start a chain of chapels, and it's gonna be B&G Wedding Chapel. And we're gonna have the chairs. We're gonna have the whole setup. We're gonna have one in Oklahoma. We're gonna have one here, and we're gonna charge $300 an hour. You cannot, your flower girl can't drop no flowers. We're going to have the sound system and everything set up. And we're going to charge $300 an hour, and you got to get in and out, in and out, in and out. Your ceremony can't go more than 30 minutes. We're going to give you an hour, but your ceremony has to start on time. So we're going to shut the doors at that hour mark. Because you got to get this shit started. So if your guests ain't sitting down when your ceremony is supposed to start, sucks to be them because they ain't getting in. And we're gonna start the music. We're going to start everything. And, yo, this shit, I don't care if they fuck up or not. That's what ain't no do-over. Y'all going to get this done. And we're going to have you on the timer. I'm going to be sitting back there. Greg is going to be at the back of his chapel. I'm going to be at the back. And I'm going to have a fast watch for him. And I'm going to be up there. You know how they be holding their hands up? I'm going to be like that. 5 minutes. I'm going to be 3 minutes. I'm going to be in the back. I'm going to be holding up their damn fingers. Like, okay, y'all got 2 minutes.
Yep. And, I can count down seconds. Seconds, bitch, gone, bye.
Oh, they're going to have, and I'll even be nice. Unlike where they did it here, I will give you an hour to rehearse the night before. You only got an hour.
Yep.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's pretty much it, right there.
But we're going to tell you, Greg, we're going to start waiting at 9 a.m. We're going to go from 9 to 5, okay? We ain't going to do shit after dark. If you want to have a wedding in the evening, especially on a Saturday, Saturday evening, we're going to charge you more. See, from 9 to 5, it's $300. No, from 9 to 4, it's $300. From 4 to 8, it's $500. You can't have a wedding after 8 o'clock. Because we're not doing nothing but weddings. And we're going to do that 7 days a week.
That's Monday through Friday.
That's Monday through Friday. On Saturday, we're going to charge you $600.
Double.
We're going to charge you $600, 9 to 4. And we're going to charge you $1,000 from 4 to 8. Okay?
Yep. Oh, hell yeah.
And you only get an hour. And on Sunday, because we do respect the Lord, we're only going to do weddings from 9 to 3 on Sunday. We're not doing the late night weddings on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't have them on Sunday. And you can only do it on Sunday if there's not a Lions game. Okay, for you, it can't be a Sooners game because you going to want to go see the Sooners.
I mean, Sundays, I think it should be from, depending on the game, on the Lions and other teams or NASCAR, it should be anywhere from noon to 3:30 or 3:30 to...
We have to have the game actually from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. because I have to go tailgate, and I'm not hiring nobody to come run your shit, okay? We cheat people. We gonna be cheap motherfuckers. We not hiring nobody else because shit, we want you in and out. We want you in and out. So, okay, you can have a wedding on Sunday.
That ain't no shit.
From 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Hey, awesome.
So, we only allow 2 hours on Sunday.
That's beautiful. Right there.
That's if you want to have a Sunday wedding. Because we're not giving up our Sunday. We're not giving up our NASCAR. We're not giving up our football.
Yep.
Now, from May until the beginning of August, you can have a wedding on Sunday.
Yep. I agree. That's genius. It's awesome. Game on.
We're going to get this going.
Pimp. You should have some pimp music. If you want to go do it
no,
that
we're
way.
Not going to do no time music. We're going to do regular type of music. we will even have the pre-recorded wedding music. Like the wedding I went to, they didn't use the traditional wedding music at all. But they did have their own music. But I could tell they really did rehearse because I can tell you for my wedding, we rehearsed everything. And Here and Now was what my bridesmaids walked into. Just so everybody knows. And then I walk into the traditional wedding song. But there was no traditional wedding song at all yesterday. There is a dog that walked in.
No music?
No, the wedding song was my music.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 minutes? Funny. I mean, 20 minutes, that's the... If they did 20 minutes, music alone is 20 minutes, probably.
No, it wasn't. Like I said, they weren't playing. I'm telling you, I could have went to Vegas and we could have went to gambled and everything. They could have had a honeymoon and we could have partied good in Vegas. Listen. I'm sure I could have had it in my timeshare. We could have had the wedding down there, and we could have used my timeshare for the reception because I got the 1,800 square feet. Not all them people coming with. I'm sorry, we could have had a nice time in Vegas.
Wait a minute. Have a wedding at City Hall's quicker than 20 minutes?
I've done it. No, City Hall wedding is actually only 5 minutes long, to honestly be true. I would never do another City Hall wedding.
Now, that's an in-and-out type of wedding right there.
But, no, the way they do it at City Hall, there is a group of people. When they do weddings at City Hall, it's not what they show on TV. Actually, when they do the wedding at City Hall at New Tarrant, Michigan, there are, like, 15, 20 couples, and you all say your vows at the same time. It's nothing personal about it.
And see, that's the thing. My first wedding was in Arkansas, First Life. And it was Judge, me and her. And 20 minutes later, walked out the door. And, yep.
Like I said, in and out. Like I said, in and out.
And
we spent more time filling out the paperwork at City Hall than we did on our ceremony.
Yes.
But we are at the end of the show. We done talked about all kind of stuff. We done really talked about the damn Lions beating the Packers. Yeah, Packers y'all got y'all ass beat. Yes, bitch. I ain't going to let that. Listen, I get to say for this because, you know, it's not often I can say. It's not often that I can say the Lions beat the Packers. Now, I'll take that back. No, at the end of the season, we normally beat them. I will say, like, the final game of the season, we do normally beat them. But it's the end of the season, so it don't matter. We beat them now. Bitch, we beat their ass.
Yep.
We see them again in January. Our final game of the season is actually the Packers.
Nice.
So.
Before I say, want to go for two? Bet you today's a Packers fan. You want to go for two? We already beat you once.
But everybody, we're going to talk next week. I want everybody to have fun. Happy Veterans Day to all my veterans, because Friday is Veterans Day. Go enjoy all the stuff and the freebies that they've given, you know. And thank you for your service. I don't care what branch you served in. I don't care where you were. As your sister, I say happy Veterans Day. Thank you. It's been a long time coming for them to finally recognize us. In the 90s, they were not recognizing us. In the 80s, they weren't recognizing us. So let's savor the fact that they're recognizing us. But for you fucking places that's having fucking Veterans Day sales, y'all out of order. Y'all having fucking damn sales at furniture stores and shit like, y'all just want a reason to have a sale. But with that, have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
If you serve, I appreciate you and love you. Thank you for for your service.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.